Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Dr. Anna Marie Clement, who is the co-author of Killer Clothes, How Seemingly Innocent Clothing Choices Endanger Your Health, and How to Protect Yourself. This is a very scientifically based book. It is most useful in pointing out the lack of scientific research, however. This is a subject near and dear to my heart. As you may know or not know, I gave a talk at the Truth Convention here in Atlanta. That talk is available on YouTube. It talks about the dangers of nanotechnology, which Anna Marie talks about in her book. It talks about GMO foods. It talks about cosmetic and skincare products, which are also detailed in this book, and implants, like breast implants, of course, because that's what I specialize in, is the treating women who have problems with their breast implants due to chemical and biotoxicity, and also radiation safety. Every time you go through an airport, you have a choice of going through the radiation or pat-down. This talks about the dangers there, as well as dangers of medical radiation devices. So basically, I had researched this whole area very, very much, and I was aware that clothing could harbor chemicals that would get into your pores, bypass your liver, detoxification systems, and lead to increased problems. Also aware, and we have a cancer treatment center here specializing in breast cancer, very much aware that tight-fitting bras and chemicals in the bra could, and chemicals in underarm deodorants could also be associated with a higher risk of breast cancer. Anyway, thank you very much, Anna Marie, for joining us today. Where are you calling in from?
Well, thank you, Susan. Thanks for having me. I'm calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida. This is where Hippocrates Health Institute is, and that's what we run, my husband and I.
And, hundreds
of thousands of people that come, you know, just like for you, to heal themselves and close. Lately,
yeah.
You know, we brought this book together because we've been studying so much and we've started to realize that it is so connected with our health, just like exercise, diet, you know, mind, body, mind. It's totally connected. And it became really important for us.
Well, before we get started into the material and Killer Clothes, tell us a little bit about your institute. I have a couple of patients that after their breast implant surgery are coming down there to detox. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about your center?
Well, it's the oldest natural health center in the United States. It's been around since 57 years. And it was started by Ann Wigmore that healed her stage 4 colon cancer naturally, and opened an institute in Boston. And about 26 years ago, we moved the institute to Florida. And this is where we've been now. And people come from all over the world and to recover. A lot of people come for prevention. A lot of people come to recover. It's absolutely organic and raw food cuisine and lots of different therapies. Lots of electromagnetic, laser. We have lots of different testing from, of course, normal blood tests to on-demand to cyber scan. It's, you know, we're really trying to give natural way to see what's going on in the body and to show what happens in the time that you spend with us. We have a three-week program. And, of course, we prefer everybody stays 3 weeks because it takes 21 days to change a habit. And, you know, most people come, they're not into totally vegan, raw food diet. But believe me, in 21 days, they'd be hooked on it. So that's what we have made. And it's about 20 lectures a week. There's a lot of different exercise, of course, from Qigong, Tai Chi, to all the weightlifting and pool exercises and walking. And we have 50 acres, so there's a lot to walk around. Actually, a lot of our guests are on bicycles, from tricycles to bicycles, and they love it because, you know, it makes you feel young again. And it's a wonderful place.
Well, I have been interested in the topic of potential problems with clothing for a while now, probably because I'm real sensitive to energy, and when I put on certain clothing, I can feel toxicity in the clothing. And, you know, I think we can start first with a little bit of information about synthetic versus natural fibers, because, you know, there's not a lot of information on that clothing tag except maybe a name, and you have to be able to know what is natural and what is synthetic, synthetic being more problematic when it comes to your health.
Yeah, you know, well, just to go back to how you feel, you know, the electrostatic field that you feel when you wear polyester and nylon, it actually was in Poland, there were five physiologists that compared muscle function in the forearms. So they put people in shirts with long sleeve, natural fiber versus synthetic. And boy, what a big difference it was. They tested it actually with electrodes, and it changes the pattern of motor unity. Can you imagine? So motor unity activity. So, you know, so clothing is definitely linked to a wide variety of diseases, from cancer to toxic organ syndrome to impotence and infertility. So, for example, a big study we have in the book that showed that women who wore synthetic fiber bras, like nylon, polyester, microfiber, etc., had a 6-time greater rate of breast cancer. And
right.
If they were large-breasted and they had underwires, you know, that mm-hmm. is very bad for the tissue. The ratio goes even higher.
Yeah, underwires really disrupt the lymphatic drainage of the breast pretty badly, especially when they go all the way back.
If you have underwire, that bra is going to be gone, you know.
Right,
I've been working the last 10 years to make organic cotton bras, and hopefully this 2013 we'll have our own bra. And I'm making it in three different kinds, one for normal wearing, one after mastectomy, because we sure don't want to put the implant in the breast. We can put them mm-hmm. in the bra, that's okay. Mm-hmm. We can also have for nursing, because it's really hard to find a good nursing bra now. Two of our daughters are nursing. They have a mm-hmm. 4 and a 6-month-old baby, and it's nearly impossible to find good bras. So we're on the go with the bras.
Yeah, I was surprised at the data in your book about women who have painful breasts with fibrocystic disease, that if they go braless, a good percentage of them will resolve. I think that's wonderful.
I know. And that's what a lot of our students say to me, too. They you know, they wear the bra for work, but they don't wear it at home. But mm-hmm. still, when you're at work, you know, you move around, it's really important. One of our students is a yoga teacher, and she's been wearing a bra with an underwire, and exactly where the wire is where her cancer came.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we really have to look at this. I'd rather go braless than to have a bra that's synthetic.
Yeah, a lot of the cancers occur in the upper outer quadrants, and that's where the body puts most of the hydrophobic toxins. And as you know, hydrophobic chemicals are more likely to be carcinogenic, all the benzenes, toluenes, ketones, that type of thing. And what we've been doing here, and I'd like to share it with you in case you're not aware of it, is an electrolysis foot bath that gets out hydrophobic chemicals. This was developed by Dr. James Overman, and that's a fabulous way to decrease your cancer risk, especially if you're eating seafood from the Gulf, because there's quite a bit of chemicals that might be in that seafood, depending on, you know.
There's hot spots all over the Gulf. You know,
right.
My husband, Brian, has just finished a book called Killer Fish.
And really?
I don't think you'll eat fish after that book, because believe me, they're eating pharmaceutical drugs. They're eating mm-hmm. plastic. You know, you get so much junk in from eating fish now, it's not even fun anymore. Not only is it the mercury and the parasite that we probably all mm-hmm. know about, but it's so much more. so much more.
Yeah, you really have to be careful. What I do now is I just take a pendulum into the restaurant and test each thing. Because really, that I mean, after the Gulf oil spill, that was necessary because so many things you don't know where the seafood's from. I mean, if you have shrimp, you don't know where that's from, and there's a lot of arsenic in shrimp right now, even not from the Gulf. So you just have to muscle test everything, including, you know, for parasites, as you know. And you just, I mean, there's no other way to do it. There's no way to determine what's in that food other than, like, kinesiology. That's the only way that you can really do it. So that's what we do. And the food choices, especially in seafood restaurants, are very, very limited now. And tilapia used to be fine, and now it's not fine. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. So that's what I recommend people do is just take their pendulums in, and then about every week or two I do an electrolysis or a ionic foot bath, depending on what I muscle test for. And so I get out either heavy metals and arsenic, and there's arsenic in the chicken now, too. You have to be worried about that because of the feed from China. In some chicken, not all.
You know, chicken, actually, this was tested by Virginia Livingstone, Dr. Livingstone, and she actually found that chickens have a leukemic virus that causes many different kinds of cancer. So chicken is not the best meat.
No, turkey is better than chicken these days. And basically, what you have to say is muscle test, not muscle test, but do the pendulum in the restaurant or muscle test, whatever, and see what is okay to eat that day from that restaurant. Or if you're going shopping, you know, test it before you buy it, before you cook it. And but you know, we live in a world that has a lot more hazards than most people realize.
Yeah.
And that's why I was really interested in your book, Killer Clothes, because this is an area I've always known about. Did you know that several patients, and we treat Morgellons here, several patients, including some one fairly famous actress, claim that she got Morgellons from wearing certain clothing?
Yeah, we have a lot of people.
It's something on the cotton.
Something
on the cotton. Certain cotton can carry whatever it is. It's very interesting.
I can imagine. I mean, look, cotton, until 20th century, cotton was totally natural and organic. And then by the end of 20th century, you know, it became synthetic.
Well, I think the cotton
chemicals
in question might be GMO. Because agrobacteria has been found in every single Morgellons patient. So
I bet. Yeah, we've worked.
I think
with
it's the GMO connection.
With that. And,
I really do.
You know, it's, at least now they have a diagnose. You know, imagine all the people that had this for a long time before they actually knew what it was.
True, but it's still a very difficult disease to treat. These patients are extremely toxic, and the treatment is very vigorous in terms of detoxification as well as other treatments, which are, it's a very, very interesting disease. I actually showed the Dr. Pearson, who was the head of the Morgellons section of the CDC, her first case of Morgellons at my clinic. She had never seen it before, even though she was in the CDC, you know.
Right.
She spent like hours with the patient, came out and said,
isn't that
amazing? I said, yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah, I know.
So, Doing my part to educate the doctors in the CDC.
Yeah, so, thank you for doing that.
But they you know, they whitewashed it. They did that study, in quotes, study that said it was not real, which is ridiculous. And, you know, the data that's been suppressed about that's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
But in any case, you know, there are reasons for that, political and otherwise. But
yeah.
But basically, I'm sure you see some of these more difficult diseases that detoxification helps. Cancer being one of them, Morgellons.
Even in 3 weeks, we see, because of the normal CBC and chemistry blood test, it's amazing how willing your body is to clean up and recover. It's amazing.
Right. Well, what do the listeners need to look for on the tags, on the clothing tags? What should they avoid and what should they what should they wear?
First of all, you want to wear natural fiber, so you can choose anything from the cotton. Of course, when it comes to undergarments, you go organic. And you, in my book, you can find a lot of sources, and I know on the Internet you can. Even my 15-year-old son, he goes on the Internet and buy his own organic undergarments so that he gets what he wants. But it's all organic because I won't pay for anything else. But, you know, so that is all available there. And so undergarment absolutely should be organic. That's what's closest to you.
Right.
And then you go for silk, you go for linen, flax, hemp, they're beautiful clothes, wool. You know, so there's so many things that you can choose from, and you know, really go for the natural, and then get rid of things that are not organic. You know, I've taught when we have four kids, our two daughters, when they were teenagers, and of course they wanted some nice, modern, fancy clothes, and I would always say, okay, you go in the store, you find what you like. If it's not natural, I won't pay for it. So they learned not to waste their time. So by the time they finally came to the counter, they would have natural fiber. And so that sticks with them. Now, since they have their babies, it's all organic. You know, the baby clothes, you can find a lot organic. And there are a lot of sources out there.
No.
So it's just, you know, it's just to look for it and not just go for the first thing you see in the store. Notice if it says polyester and cotton, you're not going to buy it either because that's still full of chemicals. Then you have the other part. Then it says easy care, wrinkle-free. That's going to release formaldehyde, so you don't want that. And then you have fire retardant that they unfortunately put into babies' kids' pajamas. We have a test in the book where a bunch of kids were put in the flame retardant pajamas, and the next day their urine is tested. Guess what? It's in their urine the next day. Scary stuff.
Yeah, they didn't do any.
And it doesn't matter how much you wash those. It doesn't.
And they don't test either. They don't test to see if you know, if it's safe or not.
No.
No. I mean, that's the thing that's really bad.
Yeah. You know,
I think that
the
chemical industry.
Go ahead. If you don't clean it, the good stuff, those are pure carcinogens, and you know you're going to have it in your clothes, and you're going to inhale it. It's going to go for your lungs, and it's going to go for your liver, and it could cause tumors for you.
You also need to consider that if you dry clean your clothes, that you might be exposed to carcinogens.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's really, really tough. Now, I know in California, when we go there, we find a lot of organic dry cleaners. But, you know, you're not going to find that here. So you actually can, you can wash it. Let me see. You can actually take some vinegar, like a pint of vinegar in a full bath, and let it sit before you bring it to the cleaner. You know, it might not be enough either, but it's something that we've tried sometimes. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully more and more of the dry cleaners will come around.
Do you know whether or not the sheets that you can dry clean in your own dryer contain the chemical?
The sheets that, what did you say?
They recently have dry cleaning sheets. You put the clothes in the dryer with the sheet. Do you know if that's safe?
Yeah, yes, that's safe.
Is it? Okay, because that's what I do. I don't really dry clean, but and things that are supposed to be dry cleaned, I just do it that way.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other thing you were saying is that if you used fabric softener or the dry cleaning, not the dry cleaning, but the softening sheets to put in the dryer, they have chemicals that you can absorb into your skin if you wear the clothes.
Yeah, I know that it's amazing. I think 70% of Americans use things like that, fabric softener, and for, it's amazing. And there are natural alternatives to this. You know, there are businesses like probably Shackley, Manatech. You know, there are businesses that you can call up, and they probably come to your house, or you go to them, and they can give you all these alternatives. The stuff you can even go to Whole Foods and buy Seventh Generation. You know, to begin with.
Yeah.
And so start
I think
off
Target.
With, better
Doesn't
stuff.
Target have 7th Generation too? I think it does.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you know, I mean, everything that you do matters in environmental, big time. Mm-hmm. Everything. You know, I
had the
experience when I was brought up on an island outside Stockholm. I'm from Sweden, and what happened? My mom got chlorine toilet flushers. And our nature was just so pure and beautiful, and we had a special sewer system that kind of cleansed itself. It just needed to be cleaned once a year, and they came up with some big hoses. But where the water would go out of this sewer, it actually had plants and flowers all year round, even though you had tons of snow, it stayed open. Guess what? She put those toilet flushers. It was a filthy mush, and we wondered, what's going on? So we got the guys to come out and clean much earlier than they usually did, but it didn't change anything. And we said, what are we doing different? And it was just these chlorine toilet flushers that so many people think, you know, this is not going to hurt. It's just that, just to see that, it was amazing. I never forget it. So everything that you do, when you wash your clothes with chemicals, it's going to go out somewhere. Fish is going to eat it eventually. You know?
Well, there's two things that I've seen that I've actually gotten. One is the dryer balls, and using them, the dryer balls instead of the
and they're both the washing machine too. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's a thing you can put in your washing machine that cleans with salt. I think minerals rather than.
Yeah, that's what I have too. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can get those on. You can get the. Really cheap. You can get it at Heartland America, the thing that goes in the washing machine, and then the dryer balls are even at the dollar store. I mean, you can get them everywhere, so they're not expensive. They're a couple of dollars each, so you should be able to get two of them for $6. You know, $5.
Absolutely.
So it's that's way cheaper than dryer sheets, and it's also cheaper than buying any detergent.
Absolutely.
You know? So it doesn't have to be more expensive, you know, to save the environment and to, you know, clean your clothes.
Yeah.
And,
it all goes around, you know. And we can't change the whole world, but we can change how we deal with things, you know. We don't have to feel the whole world's pressure on us, but start with yourself and make yourself healthy and your environment, you know. And especially if you have kids, you don't want to have any of these heavy chemicals in your house anyway.
Now, one of the things you talk about in your book is the health effects of not just chemicals, but also textile dyes. You list a lot of the dyes on page 70 and 71. And these dyes, I learned about this when I did the little presentation for Truth Convention on the FDA. A lot of these dyes and chemicals that are even in natural fibers, because they're used to dye the clothing, have adverse health effects.
Want plants, it's much, especially if you go organic, there's often that they're dyed in plant colors. So, of course, the dark blue, black, you know, they're really the heaviest in chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you buy lighter colored clothing that's organic and natural, especially undergarments, we're emphasizing that what you put up against your skin is most likely to get into your system, And as I said earlier, and this is in the book too, things that go in through your skin bypass your liver detoxification system. So they tend to be much more onerous in terms of potential problems like neurological or carcinogens, because they don't get detoxified that you would if you ingested them in your, you know, just if you ate them. So that's a problem. And then when you sweat and it gets very hot and you sweat, your pores open up and they're more likely to get into you.
Yeah, oh, you're right.
I learned it from your book.
If we get hot in clothes when you wear polyester or nylon, I mean, you feel that it's wrong.
Right.
I see my son who's into soccer, they have to wear those nylon suits, of course, for soccer. And he stinks at the end of the day. And you never stink in organic or natural fiber clothes like that, never.
Tell the listeners some of the stories about nylon clothing, wearing nylon clothing and walking on a nylon carpet. What can happen?
Oh, talk about static.
Yeah.
Is this really going to change how your body works? Because, you know, you're so dependent on the electromagnetic field. You know, everything is depending on it. So if you put clothes on that are synthetic, they're going to work in a different way. Like everything kind of works clockwise, and it actually changes the way that cells move. And just like this Polish test I told you about, it actually changes the pattern of the motor unity activity. So, you know, you would think everybody in sports would have absolutely pure cotton,
they'd perform better
instead of wearing synthetic. They would actually perform better, but you know, it's somehow the big petroleum industry came in. It's all petroleum based, you know, all petroleum based.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And that's a problem, because they, you know, they want to have their logos on the clothing, and so they give them these really trendy clothings to wear. And they actually pay them to wear it, so, you know, the athlete probably doesn't say, you know, no, I'm not going to wear that, because he's getting a lot of money or she's getting a lot of money to wear it.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, when it's, you know, real high-level stuff. I think it's just a lack of understanding of the human biofield, you know, that we really are electromagnetic beings, and that if you don't believe that electromagnetic fields can cause cancer, just you know, read some of the literature. They certainly can. I mean, they the altering your biofield can increase your risk of cancer significantly, as can altering the biofield with magnets can cure cancer. So, you know, we know that the biofield is affected, at least with cancer, and probably with physiologic functioning as well.
It doesn't only have to be cancer. It could be many different things, absolutely.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times we have to change a lot of things just really see what's going on. And clothes you wear every day. So, then you know, they're so important in your life, especially undergarments.
That's very true.
Yeah, and, you know, guys that wear tight undergarments, that could be linked to infertility, too, because it's actually pushing the testes up. And that's been really shown to have terrible side effects. So, you know, if you have kids, make sure that their underwears and their pants are not tight on them.
Unless
you
have teenagers.
A lot of clothes are. The tighter, the better. Kids think the tighter, the better. So I haven't let my kids.
Well, sometimes for teenagers, that might be a good idea. You know, you don't want a lot of teenage pregnancies.
But there is more side effect than that.
I know. Yeah, you're right. It's not good. So loose-fitting clothing, tight synthetic clothing can lead to increased vaginal infections in women and girls. And also, not just decreased sperm counts, but also decreased sexual functioning in men.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And because, you know, especially for men, when you have tight pants, it heats up. The body heats up around the testes, and it goes, when it goes mm-hmm. to higher temperature, then it kills sperms.
And it also increases testicular cancer because, you know, undescended testicles get cancer because of the higher heat, because they're closer to the body.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's
just
that's
like
well
the breast
known.
In the bra, you know.
Right.
Just like
right.
the breast
increasing
in the bra.
Increasing the heat, right.
Yes.
So we want to have loose-fitting clothing that's natural and not
treated
with
chemicals inside. Yeah, we have to make a new
inside.
Fashion.
Right.
Yes. Well, I think this one will come and go with the tight, you know. There's one thing to look good. When you exercise, you take care of yourself, you're going to look good anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, too, I think one of the things coming with this shift that we had right now, actually, the spiritual shift we're in, people are going to become more sensitive to energies around them and within them. And I think that's part of what this is all about. So people will just naturally end up gravitating away from synthetic things, not just clothing, but almost everything that isn't good for their biofield. You know, maybe putting protection on their cell phone and you know, realizing that their biofield needs to be healthy for them to be healthy. So...
Right.
You don't want to bring a lot of contamination into it, be it electromagnetic, chemical, or whatever. You know, just toxic emotions as well.
Well, and we see much more of our students that come to the Institute, much more of environmental illness, where, you know, they're just allergic to everything.
Yeah, the multiple chemical sensitivity is very common in my patients as well. You know, the women who've had the silicone gel leak, or the women with saline who have the mold inner around their implants. We just were on Monsters Inside Me on Animal Planet with mold inside breast implants. So those women get incredibly sick, and multiple chemical sensitivity really is... It seems to be what happens when the body gets overwhelmed with chemical exposure. That seems to be something that we see.
Yeah, and, one of our students, a wonderful lady, she did have double mastectomy, and she just came out with a book after deciding to not do any implants.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually is teaching a lot of women this, and it makes them so much more confident. And she took pictures of herself in the book, and, you know, mm-hmm. it's wonderful that, you know, she can tell people, I'm just beautiful as I am. And, you know, don't get pressured into putting unhealthy implants in.
Right. Yeah. The
none of them are healthy. None of them. You know,
true.
They could be saline or silicone. None of them are healthy.
Yeah, they're a foreign body, and as such, if you choose to have them, you need to be aware of, you know, what you need to do to maintain them to decrease risk to your health. You know, there's lots of implants out on the market. You know, anywhere from VP shunts that people need so that they don't get hydrocephalus, and all sorts of other silicone-based and other implant-based things. And you just need to know about silicone chemistry, and you need to know about you know, all sorts of things about breakdown, and you know, just need to be educated. Not everybody will be able to avoid having implants. You know, you might get a pacemaker when you're older. You might, you know, you might have implants because it's just the medical society we live in, a hip or a knee.
You can
or
take
a shoulder.
Them out.
Well, not always. I mean, if you get your hip replaced, you're not going to be able to take your hip replacement out.
Oh,
you know,
I hear
nothing.
You. I thought
yeah,
of that
you know, I mean, in the world of medicine, it's really true that we have to learn to live with our our implants and get the best materials that we can get. Like, for example, instead of having a silicone implant put in, the FDA is now approving, hopefully soon, stem cell fat transfer. So that's a more natural treatment that will be available.
That would be okay. Absolutely.
Right, right, because it's your own tissue. It doesn't have to be replaced every 10 years.
Right.
So what do you see in the future of clothing? What, do you see anything out there that looks promising?
Well, I think that people will ask for organic clothes and natural fiber. I think when it comes to pollution factor, because, for example, the cotton makes about 60% of the pollution, 50% of the, 25% of the pollution in the world comes from organic cotton, And from cotton that's not organic. So what happens is that I think, and now we have GMO, genetic manipulated, like you said, cotton is coming. And I think people are really opening up. We were in Europe in September, and France just came out with the big research about GMO, and we saw tons of people on the streets in France and Belgium protesting this awful GMO testing on animals and what it could do to them, what it could do to us. And I think people are going to ask for natural clothes, natural foods that they know where it came from. They're starting to realize that a lot of things have gone over their head when it comes to Monsanto and genetic manipulated and what's in the clothes. And most people, you know, unless they don't work like you and me, then you're not really into what is the chemicals in your clothes. You know, that's kind of far above what you think about.
Well, that's why I did that lecture, and the title of the lecture is called What You Don't Know About What You Put in Your Body, and it's also on your body if you consider clothes and skincare products. But, you know, I think the average person out there thinks that if it's approved by the FDA or regulated by the FDA, that it's safe. And that's why I did the lecture, to show that, number one, it's really not being regulated by the FDA. Studies are left up to the industry in question, and the statement that the FDA makes over and over again is that the safety of these things are in the hands of the companies making them. With very little regulatory oversight, the FDA is extremely poorly funded. It cannot really even regulate food and drugs, much less all these other things. It is also run by people that it's a revolving door between the industries that are regulated and the FDA. I believe right now Taylor is in head of the FDA, who was the vice president and lead attorney for Monsanto. So if you think that the people that are running the FDA have a vested interest in keeping the companies political and economic interests at the forefront, you would be right. And there have been a number of FDA scientists, whistleblowers, who have pointed out real big problems with this issue. And I think it would behoove anybody to take a look at that, because I think you would realize that as the FDA exists right now, it is not regulating our system at all. The things that it is supposed to regulate, it is not regulating. And so it's up to the person to educate themselves, which is why we're doing this interview on killer clothes, because I don't think people realize what we've been talking about for the last 45 minutes. I don't think they even know that even exists.
No, I know. Well, the garment industry are powerful persuaders. They have lobbyists, and they're consistent political donations. So, they're just going to get away who they're working for. They're working for the petroleum industry, and they can't do enough with petroleum. Not only do they want to put it in our supplements, they do, in our clothes, in our cosmetics, you name it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So are you considering writing a book on skincare products similar to Killer Clothes?
Well, no, there are really good ones. I don't need to do that. There are really good ones out there. That one is called Toxic Beauty.
Toxic Beauty? That's a good book?
Toxic Beauty. And, you know, that's, we carry that at the Institute because it's so well written. I mean, we don't have to do it over.
There you go. And what other resources? I know there's a lot of things in the back of your book that you've recommended. Do you have any other resources for people to look into on these topics?
Well, the Internet is probably the best source. Look up under organic cotton or natural fiber. Get my book. You can order my book.
Can I give my
email address here?
Yes, absolutely.
Anybody who's interested could sign up also if we get their name and address to get our magazine. It's www.Hippocrates, which is Hippocrates Institute.org, Institute.org. HippocratesInstitute.org is our website.
Yeah, and why don't you, for our listeners who may not know about the Institute, just say a little bit about what you do and where you're located and who should consider coming there.
Okay, so we're located in West Palm Beach, Florida, and we have an institute that is very tropic. Nature is tropic, 50 acres. You have tons of pools. We have mineral pools, cold pools. Every pool has minerals and no chlorine. It has ozone in them to keep clean. And who comes to us is really everybody, every age, everybody, because it's, you know, some people come for prevention. Some people come because they tried everything medically possible before they hear about the Institute. And then some people come and, you know, they've done some medical stuff, but they got tired of it and they can see that, you know, they need to go another route. And, you know, a lot of people try things, you know, one time. And then especially with cancer, if the cancer comes back, then you might say, well, okay, I did this treatment. It did come back. Maybe next time I do something different because I can't try the same things over and over and expect another result.
Right.
So that happens. A lot of people come before they do the whole nine yard with the medical treatments because they've seen family and friends and they've seen what happened to them and they want to do something different ahead of that. And you know, our program is a lifestyle program. It is not a diet you just come and you do for a while. It's a lifestyle, and about 80% of our guests comes back, and a lot of them comes back for vacation. And we just we do a graduation every Friday for the people that are leaving on Saturday, and new people come in tomorrow, which is Sunday. And you know, it's just wonderful to hear how people feel about everything that happened and the foods and the treatments. And, of course, we have a spa. We have incredible therapists, every massage you can wish for. And, you know, it's a beautiful place. And people really, many people also have adrenal fatigue. They are just so stressed in life. You know, it's just overwhelming for most people, I think, today, that it's overwhelming. And a lot of times you kind of just have to step out of life and have somebody else take care of you for a while and teach you a new lifestyle. And a lot of people change their life, So it's
I think it's a wonderful service.
It becomes
service.
A family. As you see so many people back again and again, it becomes a family, and they feel good about taking care of themselves, even if life, doesn't change just because you're there for 3 weeks of it. But a lot of things change, and your attitude changes, and you are more conscious about your choices. You definitely will be more conscious about your choices. And
that's true.
That's the beauty of it. There are a lot of psychology. We have two psychologists that work. Everybody sees them, and they have group sessions. Mm-hmm. And, boy, that changes people's life.
Right. Great. Well, I want to really recommend your book to people. On the back of the book, it says, learn what fabrics and chemicals to watch for when selecting clothing, how to identify deceptive synthetic fabrics, why to avoid any garment that's advertised as anti-shrink, antibacterial, antimicrobial, anti-static, anti-odor, anti-flame, anti-wrinkle, or anti-stain. I think that's a good one. And then, of course, how to choose natural fibers and how to clean them and what's the healthy, friendly cleaning methods. So that's some of the stuff in the book. And we talked about all the other interesting things about tight-fitting bras and undergarments and how it decreases athletic performance and all of the testing that is not being done, that should be done before it's released. So these are all real important things for people to know.
Well, it's just as important as we breathe clean air, drink pure water, eat clean organic farm food. It's equally important that you wear natural fiber clothes.
Yeah, and I really think that it's a major component of cancer that has not been looked at. I really feel.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel intuitively that that's true, and.
Yeah.
Then when I found out that some of the Morgellons patients got Morgellons after wearing certain clothing, I really started to study clothing. And, of course, that's why I asked for your book and have you on the show, because I kind of ferret out things that aren't healthy. And I think that some of our clothing choices can be very unhealthy. So
yeah,
we have just
absolutely.
About... We just have a few minutes left in the show. Would you like to share any words of wisdom with our listening audience?
Well, I think it's time that, like we talked about before, I think it's time that we each stand up and say no to the insanity and yes to rational common sense choices. I think that, it's all out there. There are a lot of people that are making healthy clothes. And you have to find them. It's not impossible. Like I told you, my 15-year-old, he buys his own cotton underwear from a source at the Internet. And, he's aware that that's the only thing that I will pay for. And so really think about that in future when you go and buy something. Is this really something that's going to help me? What does it do to my body? Am I going to inhale all these fumes? Are there pesticides? Mm-hmm. Are there fungicides, herbicides? Is that what they use to grow this cotton, for example? And do I really want to wear that? Or can I wear organic cotton or hemp or wool or silk, flax and linen, and then start... taking care of myself from the inside out, too. Of course, I want to eat well. I want to eat a diet that doesn't have pesticides, fungicides, herbicides in it either, And so then I go organic. And then I want to exercise. I want to take care so my body is in good shape. And, there's so many weight loss programs out there. And really, when you start taking care of yourself with good foods, you stay out of the high fat, high salt, high sugar foods, then that are actually hyper palatable, made so that you get stuck on them and hooked on them, and start making your own food at home. It's you're going to have a great life. You know, you're going to have a wonderful life, and you're going to create environment around you. And other people will, you know, wonder how you look so good, how your immune system is so good. You're not going to get sick. You know, our kids have, we have four kids, they never missed a day of school. They never had antibiotic in their life. And, you know, they've just been really healthy. And it's a ripple effect. It goes all the way.
Well, I think that's an important message that, you know, the choices that you make do have consequences, especially in certain genetic types that have decreased ability to detox, and they do exist. And these types tend to be a little more sensitive. So if, you know, if you are not feeling well, if you're having mental clouding, if you're having symptoms, go ahead and get cleaned up before you get cancer, because that's, you know,
absolutely,
cancer's the next
you can do
thing
a
that
lot,
can occur.
A lot yourself, absolutely.
Right. Right.
You know,
well, thank you.
You have to realize that you are what you eat. You are what you wear. You are how you exercise. There's no funny thing about that.
it
just doesn't happen by itself.
That's true. Well, thank you so much, Anna Maria, for joining us today. We've been interviewing Anna Marie Clement. And on her book, Killer Clothes, How Seemingly Innocent Clothing Choices Endanger Your Health and How to Protect Yourself. She is the co-director of the Hippocrates Health Institute in Florida, a wonderful place to go to get detoxed and also educated about the kind of choices we've been talking about today. Next week, we're going to be interviewing Maria Jones on 2013, The End of Days or a New Beginning, Envisioning the World After the Events of 2012. We have every Wednesday now at the center in Dunwoody an Abraham Hicks meetup group. Kent Boxberger is sponsoring that at 7:30 p.m. every Wednesday. And on the third Thursday of every month in 2013, other than December, we'll be having our Noetic Science meeting. Please take a look at our newsletter coming out for who the speaker will be. And we also have other events on the calendar, other educational events. So anyway, thanks so much for joining us. And it was great talking to you, Dr. Clement. And I really enjoyed your book. And hopefully we'll come down sometime and visit you at your institute.
Oh, you're welcome, Susan. Thank you so much.
Take care. This is Dr. Susan Kolb.
Bye-bye.
This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please go to the web, www.plastikos.com, plastikos.com, to see and go under newsletters. The newsletter will be up on probably Monday or Tuesday, and you can see the events for January. We are also having some other educational events in January, about biophysics and other wellness technologies that can help you in the new year. Easy technologies, those are the ones I like, the ones that don't require too much effort. Please join us every week for Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb. Have a great week.